we can move on to the business meeting, or was that conducted earlier?
No, it was pushed to the end of this meeting.
Okay, great. Let's go to the business meeting. Looks like we just have two items here. So the first item is approval of the May 6th Planning Commission meeting minutes. Can I entertain a motion to approve those minutes?
I move that we approve those minutes, the minutes from the May meeting. Is that specific enough? I hope so.
Yes, May 6th meeting. Thank you, Commissioner Omer. Can we get a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those meetings, minutes? Okay, all in favor of approving the meeting minutes, say aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, next up then is our annual training discussion. Zach.
Just really quick, because we're, I know everyone's anxious to get going. I think in the last meeting, I mentioned the new training requirements for Planning Commission members. I just wanted to reiterate that there's 4 hours of training requirements for Planning Commissioners. And one of those hours can be done via our annual Open and Public Meetings Act training. The remaining hours can all be done online. And I wanted to see if, I can't remember if I sent this Planning Commission a link to I did?
Yes.
Okay, so I just basically wanted to see if anyone has any questions about those training requirements. That's all I had.
I don't have a question per se as much as a request. I mean, I hope I'm on the ball and I get the training done earlier rather than later, but can we get a reminder maybe 2 months before it's due?
Wendy Gurr, could you give them a reminder the first of next year, because they'll need to have it finished by the end of April of next year?
Okay. I'll put it on my calendar.
Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Zach. Any other questions for Zach on the training? Okay. Is there any other business from commissioners? Zach or Jake, I've just got one request. I think I might have requested this earlier, but since we're looking at the composition of the board, it might be good for us to revisit the expiration terms of each of the current board members or each of the current commissioners. Last time I looked, I actually couldn't find that information on the county website. So just a small request there so we all know when our terms are up.
Thank you, Commissioner Jones. This is Akshaw. I also noticed the same thing. The mayor's website on boards and commissions used to include the Planning Commission members, and for some reason recently that information was removed. Jake, is that something you could follow up with the mayor's office with Michelle Schmidt and see if she's able to get that back on?
And Zach, a question for clarification. There's a clause in there that a commissioner can't serve more than two terms. I started out as an assistant or an alternate planning commissioner. Does that count as a term?
Why don't you and I talk offline about that, Commissioner Palmer? I'm going to make a note on my growing list to note your question about terms when starting as an alternate. So I will, why don't you email me and we'll touch base with that offline.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to need to drop out. Everybody.
Okay. All right, and thank you. And just to clarify, I guess I know some people's terms, some commissioners' terms may expire before the training is due. But I believe there are some terms that are ending in the fall or December, and the training is due in the beginning of next year. Is that right, Zach?
Yeah, training needs to be done by April, or by probably May 4th, because that's when the new bill went into effect. It was May 5th this year. So the answer to your question, I think, is I would still recommend that the training be done unless you are definitely not planning on and not willing to serve a day past the date of your expired term. And the reason I say that is because under current ordinance, if you are on an expired term, you can continue to serve until you're replaced. And it would be nice to have that flexibility if you're willing. And so if your term does expire, I would still recommend you do the training in case we need you to continue to serve until we can get you replaced. Because what we don't want to have happen is May 5th roll around and you haven't done the training and you're willing to serve, but you can't serve because you haven't done the training.
Right. Understood. Okay. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I just think there's a lot of expiring terms coming up. So, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Zach. Is there any other business?
Who's already expired.
Yeah. True. Very true. All right. Any other business then? Okay, I think that I can. We can entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Or do we need? We don't need a motion. We can just adjourn. Is that right, Zach?
The chair can just announce that the meeting is adjourned.
Well, we are adjourned. Thank you
all.
Thanks, everyone.
See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.